You are listening to the Joshua Segafis Podcast.
Welcome back to the Joshua Segafis Podcast, the only podcast that teaches you how to be truly alpha. If you're ready to level up to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters, then stick around. This is exactly where you want to be.
This episode is brought to you by my flagship dating course, Dating in the Wild, The Adult Man Method. Are you sick and tired of a lackluster dating life? Gentlemen, if you know anything about my personal story, you know that I used to suck at dating. I could barely get a text back from a woman, much less a date. I was lonely, depressed, anxious, and felt like my dating life was truly a hopeless endeavor. But I didn't give up, and eventually it all changed. I got to work and figured out how to transform myself from being a total dating zero to an absolute dating hero and succeeded in creating the dating life of my dreams. And in this dating course, you can learn the exact skills, strategies, techniques, and thought processes that I learned over 2.5 years of studying, trial, error, blood, sweat, tears, testing, and lots of hard work. The secret is to learn what women evolved to look for in a mate, and then to develop yourself into the truly masculine, attractive, high-value man who taps directly into the instincts that guide the ever-mysterious female mate selection process. Not only will this course teach you how to transform your dating life, it'll also empower you to become a better, more successful man in the process. So click on the link in the description, grab the course, and get ready to change your dating life forever.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Segafis Podcast. This is the podcast show where we talk about how to be truly alpha, to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters. I'm at the park. I am getting ready to talk about this topic of why do guys get angry when you reject them? This question came from a member of my tribe. She was talking to a guy online, and basically what happened was he asked her out. She didn't want to go out with him, so she said no. And then he persisted trying to talk her into it, and then she stopped. She stopped replying to him, and then he basically got really mad and he called her some names and just said some nasty shit to her. And, you know, this is unfortunately very common. This is not unusual. A lot of the women I know in my life have dealt with this quite extensively. And that's this issue of men getting angry when they're rejected, okay? Now, this isn't just a guy thing. I've heard of women doing this, and I've experienced this. I've experienced women getting very nasty when I've rejected them before, especially, you know, over online. A lot of this stuff happens online. It's not as likely to happen to your face, though it can. So why does it happen? I'm going to just go right into it, and I'm going to just be very real with you. So, and I can talk about this from my own experiences as a man. Back when I was living in beta mentality as a man, when I was like a beta male, you know, when I gave away all of my power and my life was just pure chaos, I would get angry when women rejected me as well. And the reason why was because I wanted that attention. I wanted that feminine energy and attention so badly. And I was living in such a validational deficit that it would just be like so much, it would be like so much emotional turmoil when I would get rejected. And so then I would just like get angry. And, you know, really what it is guys are hurt and they feel rejected. And also it makes them feel like their pride gets hurt. Because here's what it is. Baseline being, beta men do not know how to validate themselves. They're looking for that validation in other people. There are only two places to get this. Other men and from women. Okay. Other men is a different issue. But when it comes to women, there's an extra bit of, let's call it like vibrance or energy to this, because the masculine craves the feminine. The masculine wants the feminine in his life. The masculine craves and desires that feminine energy, that beauty. This is how the masculine experiences beauty in life, by inviting the feminine into it, okay? And this is a beautiful thing. Men want to talk to women. They want to appreciate their beauty. They want the feminine to desire them. They want to have sex. They want to cuddle. They want to be intimate. They want someone to think that they're amazing, right? They want all these good things. This is a sad part of life. There are a lot of men out there who don't really have any female attention. Not just female attention, point blank period, female attention from attractive women, women that they are attracted to. And this is important. This is a mating dynamic, okay? So if just any woman, you know, Grandma Irene paying you attention as a woman, that's not the same thing. As a man, you want attention from beautiful, attractive women who would make a high-value mate, who you see as being an attractive, high-value mate option. This is important to men. And as men, we want this. We all want this, okay? Any man who's heterosexual to any degree wants this. Okay, now, with that being said, we don't always get this. There will be times in life when this will happen, such as when you're in a relationship with a great woman, or when you're dating a great woman, or you have a rotation of women built up, or whatever. And then some men will go through life in times when they will not have this. Maybe it's because they choose it, because they're going monk, or because they're taking a break, or because they're working on their business for themselves, so they're just not interfacing with the feminine as much. But sometimes men will go through periods where they will face this without choosing it. In periods of rejection, loneliness, you know, involuntary periods of solitude and rejection and aloneness. Okay, this is a very dark time for a man when he craves the feminine, but he cannot find a feminine energy that he wants to, that he desires, that also desires him. This is a very dark time for men. And my heart goes out to men who feel like this because, you know, I have been there. But now, the reason that men lash out angrily when they get rejected and they're plunged into this is because obviously they didn't want to be alone. They wanted to interface with the woman, but then she says no. And when she rejects him, it's not just, oh no, I'm not interested. See, men and women think about this differently. I'm not trying to say men are justified in getting angry. What I'm trying to say is that it's in a woman's best interest to understand where men are coming from here, if she wants to really understand why men do this. It's very dysfunctional when men do this. It's very dysfunctional, and it's unhealthy, and it speaks to a damaged man, and it speaks to beta mentality. It also speaks to sexual scarcity. But the reason for why a man would react so strongly to getting rejected is because when he asks her, "Will you go on a date with me?" what he's actually asking is, will you give me attention? Will you give me a chance to show that I'm a worthy man? Would you give me a chance to be intimate with you? Like, will you at least give me a shot? Will you at least entertain the idea that maybe my genetics are good enough that you might want to have children with me? Like, maybe I'm at least good enough to, like, you know, give a little chance to. That's what he's kind of asking, right? He's asking for a chance to be shown, or ask for a chance for her to validate him in that way, asking for a chance for that intimacy. Now, this is the difference between an alpha male and a beta male. Alpha man is self-validated. He will say, I don't need a woman to validate me, for me to feel like a strong, valuable man with a lot to offer. But a beta man will be looking to her for that validation. This is such a crucial thing to understand. This is a crucial difference between alpha mentality and beta mentality. It's really important that you understand this. As men, we must seek to always be self-validated. And then if we're not, we're going to be in this zone, this validational deficit zone. And this is very bad. This makes our life hard. And it leads to sorrow and suffering and sadness. And we can only achieve self-validation by performing at a high enough level and being effective enough and knowing we're effective enough that we believe it and we prove it to ourselves. And we have faith in ourselves that we can generate the results we want in our future. But that's a long discussion. If you want to know the basics of the alpha mentality, download my free ebook. You can find a link in the description. It's called An Introduction to the Alpha Mentality. Click on the link and go download it. You can download it easily by joining my email list. And this will help to give you the beginnings of the basics of what it means to be alpha. Now, with that being said, a man who proposes this and gets rejected by a woman, what she's basically saying to him is, no, you are not desirable. No, an attractive woman like me would never want to touch you, never want to sleep with you. Ew, gross. You're such a gross man. Like, I would never want to do that. This is what men hear. This is what they feel. Even me, alpha mentality man, a woman tells me this. You know, it stings. It hurts. The difference is that I'm not relying. I don't need her to make me feel good about myself. Still stings a little bit. You don't want to get rejected by a woman. But that's where the anger comes from, is when a man is looking to her to fill that void and then she rejects him, creates a very strong, angry response. Why? Because this is her confirming to him that he's good for nothing. Everything that he's tried to be in this world is not enough. He just wants to touch her. He just wants to have her love. He wants to have that beauty in his life. He wants to be able to laugh with her and look at her smile, look in her eyes and know that she wants him. And she's saying, no, you're not good enough for me in that way. You know, there's nothing about you that I want. I'd rather be alone than to be with you. It hurts, man. That sucks. That's a hard thing. But here's the thing, like, if a man gets angry about this, this is evidence that he's living in beta mentality. It's evidence that he is living in sexual scarcity. It's evidence that he wants it so badly that he'll cling to the faintest little hope. And then in other words, if a woman, you know, she tries to let him down nicely, that niceness she has, he'll just cling to that. And then it'll make him feel entitled to everything else. Why? Because he gets nothing in life. He doesn't get this. He doesn't get intimacy from women. He doesn't get amazing sex from women. He doesn't get to have nice boobs in his face and when he wants it, and to smell a beautiful woman's skin when he feels like doing that. Or he doesn't get to grab the beautiful woman in his life and hug her close and hold her and experience that beauty in his life. He doesn't get that. He is in scarcity. Most women will never understand true sexual scarcity because they could always go get some attention. They could always go and get a mediocre guy to want to spend time with them. This is the difference. Women enter the marketplace in sexual abundance by default. Men enter it in sexual scarcity by default. So women have a hard time understanding this about men. But if men want any attention from even average women, they must become pretty exceptional versions of men, respective of their hierarchy, like in respect to their hierarchy. They need to be a man who's really toward the top end. The vast majority of men don't get any like free attention from women. They have to grind for it and hustle for it and work for it. A lot of men don't understand how to go about this process in a healthy way. And they get bogged down in the details. They get bitter. They get angry about it. This is very difficult. This is very sad to see. Because men, they desire women so much. Women are so amazing. Women, spending time with a high-value woman is one of my favorite things in the whole world as a man. And yet, I've learned as an alpha mentality man never to simp for women, never to put them on a pedestal, never to make them more important than my journey. But this is very ironic. Because in order to get that attention from women, I have to be successful on my journey. See, so I have to prioritize these things so that I win for myself. And then ironically, this makes me more successful with women. But a lot of men, this process isn't easy. A lot of men don't understand how to do this. A lot of men, they focus too much on the woman because that's what they desire. I desire women too, but I had to fix my mind to focus on my journey, to focus on my purpose in life. I had to understand that this, as a man, was my burden to generate resources, solve problems, to become a high-value, high-ranking male. And this is what women pursue me, right? Rather than me having to pursue women because I'm a high-value man. And I'm not even as high-value as I will be. I mean, God knows I'm not perfect. There's a lot that I'm still working on, but compared to what I used to be, right? This is the hard part that a lot of men don't understand. And so women don't understand this about the journey of a man. They don't understand that men don't get it for free. Men do not get just free willy-nilly access to women. A man can't just wake up and decide, oh, you know, I want to have sex with a beautiful woman. I want to invite a beautiful woman over and have her in my bed tonight. This is not going to happen by default until a man has done a certain amount of work in his life to become high value enough that a woman would even accept that invitation. Women don't understand this because it's the difference between abundance and scarcity. Very small percentage of women understand what sexual scarcity really is, but even the most unattractive women can get average men to want to at least spend some time having sex with them, and you know, they'll at least understand what it means to be accepted and wanted to a certain point. Maybe not the attention they want, not the high value attention they want, but at least something. They can at least go to bed with someone, whereas men don't get that by default. Okay, and this makes men very angry. So here's the answer. Women, you need to stay away from men like this because their beta mentality and they're in scarcity and they haven't learned how to be on this path. You must find a man who's mastered this path. This is the type of man who's ready to be a partner. For men, if you're on this path where you get angry when women reject you and you have no control over your own ability to pull beautiful women, you need to get that shit figured out. You need to learn how to live an alpha mentality. You need to learn how to attract women and date successfully. And if you want to do that, first I would recommend that you download my ebook down in the description, Introduction to the Alpha Mentality. But I would also recommend that you perhaps sign up for my Mastermind Tribe and get dating coaching through there, because I help a lot of men figure that shit out. I went through that too, and it's very difficult, but I have like a program to help do that. And it's a program to become a high value man. It's pure and simple. You have to become high value, and the higher value you become, the more women will just be drawn to you. And you won't have to grind and hustle for that female attention, but women will be lined up the block to want to date you. Because women, a lot of men don't understand this, but women, they're just as horny as men are. They crave the masculine just as much as the masculine craves the feminine. You just have to understand the subtle dynamics. You have to understand how to play to them with your evolutionary advantages and how to cultivate those things in your life. So you have to understand these things. That's a topic for another video. I hope that this has helped to, however, answer the question of like why men get so angry when they're rejected, and then what kind of like emotions that's, you know, playing to and why it happens. And it's sad and it's hard. And I hate that there are men who feel so alone that they get angry. And I hate that women have to be treated like this. These things don't have to happen. The reason that we have these experiences is because we have a world full of betas, beta mentality, people who are living in beta mentality, who are giving away all their power. This is why we live in this world like this. And of course, my mission is to see people embrace the alpha mentality so that they can be successful in these areas. And as long as we have people living in beta mentality, this will continue to happen. It's just pure and simple. So, you know, it is what it is. Women, date alpha mentality men. Men, embrace alpha mentality so that you can gain that attention from those high value women without simping, without putting them on a pedestal, without being a beta. All right, it's going to be it for this one. Go with grace, my friends. Never give up your power. This is Josh Segafis signing off.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to visit www.joshuasegafis.com. Catch you on the flip side.